You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two of a special edition here at Fogo de Chão, here on Westheimer. If you want to get in, well, don't bother calling unless we give something away. But you can hit us up on... hit us up on the text line, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. That's pretty much it today, but we're just doing a special two-hour show so we can stuff ourselves with meat.
That's right.
The lamb is
hard
a times. Lamb is a real winner.
It's the best. It's the best. My wife does not like to eat baby meat.
Yeah.
So lamb and veal, which are probably my two favorite types of meat, off the table for her. She's against that.
I hate to hear that. I'm a big veal guy.
I don't get it. I mean, the animal's going to die anyway.
Somebody's going to eat it.
Yeah.
And might as well be me, right?
Why not eat it while it tastes its best?
Exactly. make sure that it died for something.
Right.
It needs to die for my stomach.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that. I get people's objection to it and how they do it and everything, but...
I don't.
If you started going and look at how... some of these things are made and
look
what's
at how
done.
These vegetables are harvested.
Oh,
Fred.
Gosh, it's horrible. It's horrible violent. The way they treat these vegetables.
Look at all these asparagus stalks, how they're just chopped at the bottom.
They did. They cut. That's just like having something cut off of you.
It's like a limb.
It is. And nobody's up in arms over that. In fact, I think we...
tomatoes plucked from the vine.
We owe it
plucked.
To, plucked screaming, I might
that's
add.
That's right.
So, anyway. So, 713-780-3776.
See how small these tomatoes are, Fred?
They never had a chance. They're the veal of tomato.
They are.
Yeah, this is pretty much the nonsense we've been doing. Now, we did some sports in the first hour. We did a little baseball. We did a lot of Final Four stuff. I do want to look ahead to the matchup a little bit more than we did in the first
2-0 Pirates, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So, we got a,
baseball underway.
Yeah, the first run of the year knocked in by the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher. From Liriano with an RBI single. And then John Jaso knocks in the next run. So 2-0.
Awesome. So I want to remind you, tomorrow we will be at House of Blues all day. Mike and Mike starts it off at 5, and then all the other shows. But most importantly, we'll be there 4 to 7. So, and tell you what, I'm going to do a little shout-out here. I've been trying out a bunch of new bars lately just to do it. Brand-new place open downtown called Live Sports Bar. It's terrific. And Michael is a bar he's a bar manager there. Big fan of the show. So
nice.
We're actually going to be out there sometime pretty soon. So if you're downtown, add it to the list of places to check out. It's been fun. We just walked around, checked out all the fans yesterday. It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was. If I had to rank the quality of women, though, North Carolina 1.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma 2.
Okay.
Syracuse 3. Villanova distant 4th.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just from what we saw wandering around downtown, where
okay.
there were a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me.
I mean, North Carolina should
Was there
be.
A lot of Villanova?
There was like two groups that I saw.
I was going to say, there's probably not much floating around down here.
No, so on the scale of things, their quality was being judged on a very small scale.
Yeah, and I'm sure NRG and surrounding businesses was hoping that Oklahoma would win
yeah,
yesterday.
There was a bunch of OU people here.
Because that's the, I mean, the biggest crowds would have been Oklahoma versus North Carolina. But they lucked out and didn't get Villanova versus Syracuse, which would have been
actually there were a
death.
Ton of Syracuse people downtown yesterday.
That was everybody that works at Sports Radio 16.
Yeah, probably so. But,
that was them. They were all sad today.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? But
yeah.
No, I saw a lot of Carolina people. It's certainly a bunch of Sooners. It's too bad that you know, with Oklahoma. Well, you know what? If you're from Oklahoma and you came down for the game, just stay here. Why would you go back? It's Oklahoma.
No, listen. We don't
spend an extra. No, we want them spending money down here.
Oh, I thought you meant stay here for good.
No, no. Just stay here until after Monday night.
Like, no.
They're all welcome to stay through Monday night. And
we don't want a bunch of Okies living here.
No, that would be terrible.
Because then this will turn into Oklahoma South, and we don't need that.
Yeah, we're already getting enough people from all over the place.
Yeah.
We don't need any more. We need to start looking at our immigration policies
That's
when
right.
it comes to people from the Midwest. Yeah, I think we need to start trumping it on that. 713-780-ESPN.
A couple people asked me, and I don't even know if these people have been are listening to the show or not, but I'll address it anyway on the program. People talking about the UFC 197 and the fact that Daniel Cormier is out, will not be fighting against John Jones. And Ovince St. Preux is his replacement, and they will be fighting for an interim title. And I just got asked on Twitter, don't you think that John Jones could have picked a better opponent? I think John Jones would have fought whoever they told him to fight. Yeah. I don't think John Jones is the problem is finding someone who is willing to fight John Jones
yeah.
on less than a month's notice. That is not an easy task. And
if you were ever going to do it, though, this would be the time.
Yeah, but listen, this Ovince St. Preux, this is a guy who he got put to sleep by Glover Teixeira. He got beat by Ryan Bader a while back. I mean, this is he's a good fighter. He's probably a top 10 guy, but this is not a top level. This is a really lopsided matchup. I'll say that it is not a very well-matched fight. But, again, like I said, there's not guys beating down the door to fight John Jones on a few weeks' notice. There just isn't. So it's one of those things where they wanted the fight to still go on. They had 3 weeks to find an opponent. They probably went down their contenders list, and after everybody else said no, they found a guy who said, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll take that payday.
The Gabriel tweets that the Blackhawks are crushing the Bruins 6-0 with less than a minute to go in the second period.
Oh, my.
So, of course, the first thing I do is check my fantasy. Patrick Kane, 16.6 points.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm going to win Blitz League 2.
I'm not going to win.
Projecting myself as a winner.
I think after dominating all season long, I'm going to finish off the medal stand.
I'm winning 206-170 in that league. So in the three leagues, I'm going to have a first. And that was my worst team, by the way. I'm going to have a third, and I'm going to have a fifth. Fifth is in the league with you guys, which, you know.
Oh.
And the wife's getting her butt kicked, too.
Yeah, the guy I'm playing has this guy for the Blackhawks, Artemi Panarin.
Panarin, yeah.
Panarin.
Yeah.
One goal, three assists.
Well, it's 6-0, and we're barely.
Plus three with three shots on. He's got 15.2 points already. God. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I would not want to be playing any Blackhawks right now.
Ugh.
But yeah, I was actually – this is what – I listened to that goofy NHL Network station. I was listening to the beginning of the game on the way in. They had not scored yet when I got out of the car, though.
Well, I give up. Unbelievable, this team.
I was
so good all year long.
Your goalies went south at the wrong time.
They did, man. They were so good all year, and then they just died at the end. It happens.
281 said, Fred, I was with a strong group of Nova chicks. I wish I had seen them so that I could have factored them in.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah. I was surprised by the Syracuse quality. I was expecting worse. I was expecting, like, Penn State level.
I just realized, the guy I'm playing this week.
Yeah.
He's basically what Villanova is. I mean, this guy has put up over 200 points already. So, I mean, even if I'd played my best game, I may have lost.
Well,
no one's put up 200 points in the playoffs until this guy. So,
I've on the one I'm going to win, I saved all four moves for yesterday so I could pick up four players. Yeah,
it did me no good.
Well, that's fun. I can at least say I finally won a hockey league.
Well, congratulations!
After finishing second, like as many times as you have finished second in that baseball league.
That's
been me. I've always been second or third in pretty much every league. So it's a great victory for me. I'm very proud of my guys.
No, that's enough.
713-780-ESB is your number. 713-780-3776.
You know what I love seeing? I love seeing when we have events like the Final Four in Houston. I love seeing people tweet out about the food and how great the food is.
Yeah?
It really is. This is such a great town for food.
It is. There's some we're at a fantastic place right now.
Yeah.
And if you're in the area at all, it's really worth checking out. But I've talked to a lot of people. who were in from out of town, and they all seemed to be enjoying it. Unlike Bonnie Bernstein, they didn't have problems with the logistics or anything. Got their credentials easy, used the train to get back and forth.
Well, guess what? Bonnie Bernstein doesn't matter.
Why does she? How many Twitter followers does she have now? What does she even do?
I don't know where she works. I honestly don't know.
I haven't.
This isn't me like trying to clown. I honestly don't know.
No, I don't either. I haven't even thought of her in years. She's like, that's like the girlfriend you hooked up with once 6 years ago, and suddenly she pops back up. You're like, huh?
She's an American sports journalist and executive.
Okay. Which means?
She works at, I don't know, Campus Insiders.
Okay.
Cool. She's the face of the network for this Campus Insider. I don't even know what
I'm
that means.
I'm not familiar with Campus Insiders.
It's a digital partnership between Silver Chalice Ventures, founded by Chicago Bulls and White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf, and IMG College, the nation's largest collegiate sports marketing company. She's the on-air face of the network, hosting a daily studio show during the college football season and NCAA basketball championship. Her off-air responsibilities include creating original programming for the network, developing and securing new sponsor partnerships, and designing brand extensions that enhance the reach of CI's digital and social platforms. Well, I don't know what Campus Insiders is, so Bonnie Bernstein's irrelevant.
She's got 120,000 followers on Twitter.
Cool.
Those all have to be from the ESPN days, right?
It has to be.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll decide if we're going to give away some more of these gift certificates. Well, we're going to give some away. It's just how many. Very quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Man, we're having a good time out here. Be here until 2 o'clock, so if you happen to be in the area and you want some great food, can't have any virus. But they got plenty of cow back there. They'll take care of you.
I asked our guy, I said, hey. He's like, what can I get you? And I said, if you have some rare filet mignon back there, that'd be great. 2 minutes later, they come out, and the dude cuts into it. It's like,
yeah.
It's perfect.
I haven't had a chance to try it yet.
Oh.
But, yeah, it does look good. But, anyway, we're out here until 2 o'clock, so come out and join us. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Surprised to see so many Blitzers actually paying attention on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. In fact, I appreciate you guys so much.
What's normally the programming situation like right now?
I don't know what's on this time of day.
We just play network.
Network?
So, I mean, but what is there like a – would they be running a game? What would be happening?
You'd probably be running a game.
Game or network.
They'd probably be running a baseball game, is Mike. They might be running this Pittsburgh Cardinals game.
Mm. Well, so, maybe it's a
– 2-0 Pirates, by the way. Our show is better than this game.
Yeah. I you know what? Actually, for – you always – these are always a little weird because you don't want to it's kind of like a football game where you're playing preseason. You don't want to give out all the plays
right
because you need them tomorrow. So we kind of figured, well, we'll just do it, figuring not a lot of people will be listening to
usually. Yeah, that's listen. What I said. I said we'll give all my – I'm going to burn all my basketball insight because – no one's going to be listening to this, so
but
we'll just recycle it tomorrow. Now I realize a lot of people.
There's a lot of people listening, and judging from Twitter, and
I'm taking the day off tomorrow.
You can't. We got to do House of Blues
oh,
tomorrow.
Oh, dang it! All right,
that'll be fun. I'll probably swing by there for some of the earlier shows. I doubt I'll get up and go for Mike and Mike, but I'm going to try to. I might go out there when Granado's there or something and hang out for a little bit since it's a brutal 3-block walk. So
that is tough.
Yeah. Ethan asking on a Sunday, what up? Hey, man, we're just here at Fogo de Chão having steak, piece
all,
after piece
all
after piece
the meat.
For 2 hours. And
Fletcher said he was going to eat some shrimp cocktail, yeah. And then he didn't eat any. And now that you can tell they're offended,
yeah,
and he's just leaving it there.
That's
I don't know. Yeah,
now he's getting up. Of course he is.
Now it's almost too late. Like it's very awkward. They he's left it for so long.
But you see, how he just inhaled that too. He just grabbed it.
I mean,
yeah, you're supposed to savor this stuff, man. You're supposed to take your time. That's why. That's why we asked for a little extra time on the break so we could sit here and enjoy the food on the breaks. Let's give away two.
Sure.
All right, two gift certificates.
Give them some numbers.
$50 each, and you can come to the one here on Westheimer or the one at Hughes Landing in the Woodlands. Fogo Deschamps, we'll do callers 10 and 11. Congratulations. You, we're just giving you $50 because we love you so much. How many people do that for you? How many people just give you a $50 gift certificate?
I think most radio guys do that.
Shh, you're not supposed to give that away.
I mean, no one.
No, nobody does that. Nobody does it for no reason, just to say thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
So James is on the Facebook page, so he's listening. We've already seen a bunch of our Twitter friends, so... Yeah, I think it's I'm pleasantly surprised. God, getting back to that Bonnie Bernstein thing and her being critical. Obviously, you know, we've done a lot of events, and sometimes they're not set up that great. Sometimes they're perfect. You know, I've never been one to complain about how things are set up unless it's just a real mess. And this is the exact same setup that we had in 2011. So yeah. What's the difference? Oh, Lamont, see what he posted there? That's a lot of food, man. I think I've ate almost that much today. Just from our perspective, logistically, it works pretty well. All the stuff at George R. that we did Friday, it's real easy to just hop the train and get to NRG. You don't have to mess with the traffic. See your buddy Joe Biden yesterday?
I did. Taking in the hoops.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out when they were showing a helicopter shot. I'm sure somebody out there will know, but they were showing a helicopter shot of him driving there. I couldn't figure out what road it was.
I don't know.
Because it was like a two lane on each side highway.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I thought it might be the Beltway, but I wasn't sure. So if anybody knows, tweet me. I'm just curious because, you know, I 713-780-ESPN via the text line as well. I guess I couldn't figure out why he was there. Was he like a fan of one of the teams?
He's a Syracuse grad.
Okay, I did not know that. That now I know that.
Yep.
Because I wasn't listening. I just saw that he was there, and I was like, okay, that's cool. So he gets to go home now. Sorry, Mr. Vice President.
Yeah.
Tough day for you. All right, so what do you think of this baseball, like, opening day being a two-day thing now, kind of?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, if you want to have, like, one game, they should have had it yesterday, or I mean, maybe they should have it today, and then tomorrow should be a hard open, and everybody should play. What's weird is, like, a lot the teams that are playing today, most of them aren't playing tomorrow. So the Cardinals aren't playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like it takes away from it to spread out the opening day like this.
We have some breaking news. According to Larry Brown Sports, the trade that would send Colin Kaepernick to the Broncos is being held up because Denver and San Francisco can't agree on who will pay $4.9 million of his guaranteed salary. He's owed $11.9 million. The Broncos are willing to pay $7 million, and they want the 49ers to pay the other $4.9 million. But San Francisco is not really interested in paying that. So that's what the holdup is.
All right.
49ers don't want to eat salary.
Well,
they're
going to keep him.
Well, move
him. Then just say, listen, man, they should just let teams know. Listen, we'll trade the guy, but we're not going to eat this money. If we're going to pay for him, we're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame the 49ers.
No,
they're in a situation where they've got a pretty decent backup quarterback now.
Yeah. I guess if I were them, I'd say if you want me to keep the money, you better move that draft pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And the price just goes up. Otherwise, go get you a Brian Hoyer. Good luck.
Or pay Ryan Fitzpatrick, which I still don't understand why the Broncos haven't done that.
Because they don't have any cap room. And that's the Jets' problem, too. The Jets have like $1 million in cap room.
Why would they have been able to pay Brock Osweiler, whatever, $15 million a year that they offered him?
Well, remember, they went and made a bunch of moves after that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They mixed up their priorities. Quarterback has to be your priority. When you lose Osweiler, you can't just say, oh, well, we'll go get some guy who's going to play for nothing. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Well, I think they've messed this up from the beginning. I guess they just figured, oh, well, we can plug anybody in there. 713-780-ESPN. So congrats to the two of you that won the gift certificates. We'll take down your name, and they'll be available at the station tomorrow. Just swing by and pick them up. And hopefully you'll enjoy this place as much as we have been enjoying it for the last hour and a half, and for still one more half hour.
Yes.
So
it's hard to beat this.
What is this they're bringing us?
I don't know.
It looks heavenly.
Oh, boy. This is some kind of dessert.
Ah.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Is that the...
It's like a blackberry cream.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on here, but I can already tell it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, and I can already tell it's going to be... I'm going to beat the crap out of it.
Like I said, I come here a lot. I never get dessert. Because I literally stuff myself to the point where my wife has to wheelchair me out of this place. So there's never room for dessert. Never.
Yeah, there's no room for dessert here, but it's not going to stop me.
Yeah, I'm going to push through.
You know what?
I'm going to eat this piece of steak that's on my plate, and then I'm going to eat whatever this is that they just gave me.
And I'm going to do the same thing because that's our job, AJ. That's why we're here today.
That's right.
And this is a very special moment for us to come here and try to...
That's why when they said, what show should we get out here from 12 to 2? They said, who are the fattest guys? Let's get the fattest guys out here that will eat everything.
Well, I think I would prefer to think of it more as who are the guys who actually appreciate good food.
It might be that too.
Yeah, I'll just that's
probably... How about a combination of that?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. We're guys who aren't afraid...
We're experienced in overeating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overeating quality food.
And not afraid to try it.
That's
in
right.
order to, you know, to help the people. That's what we're doing. We're telling the people about a great place.
All right. How is it? Come on.
Yeah.
It's good? All right.
I think he's the only Fletcher I've ever met in my life. In fact, the only Fletcher I know of was from Outlaw Josie Wales.
That is a strange name. That is a very... It's not a common name by any stretch.
And you know what? He hasn't messed anything up yet today.
No. He does have a ponytail.
Yeah, that's...
It makes him untrustworthy to me. But...
See, if he just adds...
screwed up today.
If he grows that beard out to a hipster beard with the ponytail, definitely not trustworthy.
Listen, his name's Fletcher. He's got a ponytail. He's already in line to be a child predator. So hopefully he doesn't make any more mistakes along the way.
Yeah, I would not want to check his internet history.
No, please.
I'm guessing he and Jared from Subway might have. No, I'm just kidding. 713-780-ESPN. That was a joke, Fletcher. Just making sure you knew that.
I wasn't kidding.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and tell you all about this dessert when we come back. Getting text from my wife about how jealous she is that we're getting to eat all this.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hard times.
Yeah, go downstairs and eat at the little place downstairs.
Put a piece of steak in your pocket and take it home to her.
Not a chance.
Throw it at her when you walk in the door like your dog.
Yeah, you trying to get me divorced again? I'm doing a good enough job of that on my own. I don't need any help from you.
Do Canadians even eat meat?
Oh, yeah. Actually, she grew up on a farm. They killed their own cattle and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So, I was going to make an inappropriate meat comment, but I'm not. 409 asking any Banshee talk today. We're going to save that for tomorrow. But that episode was so incredible. I love that show
so much.
Plus,
there's people trying to eat their food here. I don't want to talk about the opening.
No, we can't get into the details. But I'll say this. If this show continues on the track that it's been on in this last season, it's going to go down as one of the best ever.
And I agree.
I'll stick with that.
It's WrestleMania Day. Are you excited?
Crickets.
Okay.
We can talk about it if you want.
I knew it was WrestleMania Day because my timeline, which is normally filled with, like, respectable sports people, this is the one day a year where it's just they turn into a bunch of booger eaters. Like, no, they're like, oh, pro wrestling. Like, these people who I follow for sports stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they're all...
They all turn into wrestling
guys.
They're
crazy about it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Good intentions.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, special Sunday edition here at Fogo de Chão. I don't think I've eaten this much food in one sitting in 7 years. Easy. I know. Really? I know you do those food challenges and stuff.
And I do. I eat at this place regularly.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, sometimes you just got to go and stuff your guts with protein. And it is the best place to do it. So,
we've had some amazing food today.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. I highly recommend it.
How is that? How's that dessert?
It's solid.
Okay. Yeah. You said it will help with the digestion, too.
Will it?
It's always good.
Yeah, because I need to digest a little
bit.
Yeah,
when you eat too much meat, you got to have help with the digestion. This is good. Brazilian papaya cream, he said.
Ooh.
It's a fresh papaya blended with vanilla ice cream, and they top it with like a blueberry like syrup.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You know what'd make it better? Shot of bourbon.
Oh, well, I'm sure you could get one.
I bet you they do serve those. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Just trying to – I've lost my stuff here to talk about. Sorry.
No.
Other than retired soccer star Abby Wambach arrested for DUI. No, thank you. Doesn't interest me. Why is it a story every time any sports figure gets a DUI?
I feel like it's famous sports people. Abby Wambach and Hope Solo are the only women soccer players I could name.
What about Carly Lloyd?
Oh, yeah, her too. So that's but honestly, I wouldn't have named her until you mentioned her. So,
well, I could probably come up with some others that you would remember if I brought up their names.
Old school ones, though, right?
Well, yeah. Like
Brandi Chastain.
Julie Foudy or Judy Foudy.
You don't even know her name.
One of the two.
Judy Fowley or Julie Fowdy.
She's Fowdy. I don't know. It's Julie or Judy. She's on with Glenn Davis all the time.
You don't know.
I actually watched soccer yesterday, believe it or not.
Women's soccer?
No, men's soccer.
Of course not.
I watched Cristiano Ronaldo get the game-winning goal.
What do you think of this? Did you see the pay discrepancy between these women's and men's teams is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and you know what?
Do the women have a beef?
I think they do. Ordinarily, I'm the first one to say, get over yourselves. But I think they do have a beef. More people watch their games. They've been more successful. They've actually won World Cups. There's more interest in them. They should make more. It shouldn't just be equal. They should make more.
Okay. What draws more money for the networks, men's World Cup or women's World Cup?
Well, men's World Cup, but that's not because of the United States.
Okay.
I mean, really.
It's not exclusively because of the United States, but
no. Well,
when the United States isn't in the World Cup, let's say they don't make the World Cup this year, inevitably the ratings will be down.
Not by much, though.
Okay.
Most of the soccer community that watches that is – I mean, there are people that will go to bars and watch the U.S. games.
The highest rated games besides the finals last time were the men's games, the U.S. men's games.
Well, in the States.
In the States, yeah.
Which is where this matters.
Right.
Which is what the conversation's about. But, I mean, to me...
I do think they have a point, because you're right. I mean, more people watch, but... And they are better relative to their peers. But I also just think it's a matter of capitalism. Like, how much money are you really bringing in?
Well, and those are the numbers I would have to see. But I think if more eyeballs are on them, then advertising dollars and everything else, I don't see any reason why you're paying them less other than they're women.
Yeah.
And most of the time, in some sports, I can see it. Like, for instance, men's college basketball versus women's college basketball. If you were supposed to pay those kids, then no, they shouldn't get the same money.
No.
The revenue is not the same. But for something like this, where you are on their level and in some instances making more money for the whole federation, I can't believe you're not paying.
I mean, I think it's worth discussing. I think it's kind of like we talked about with women's tennis versus men's tennis. It's one of the few sports where the women's game is, and I don't want to say that. No, the women's game is not as popular as the men's game in soccer. It's just not.
It's
But maybe on the international level, the international women's team, it draws as much interest as
well,
the men's team.
The national team does. And that's what we're talking about. Like, nobody cares about the dash and those things. I'm sorry. It's not. It just doesn't resonate with people. But how much do these MLS teams resonate?
You know what I just realized? You know how you were I was saying I could name Abby Wambach and Hope Solo?
Yeah.
I can't name a single player on the men's team. I don't know who's on the men's national team. Give me a name of a famous guy on that team.
Josie Altidore.
Okay. I've heard of him. I didn't know he was on the team.
Clint Dempsey.
Yeah, he's
Clint Dempsey. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed any of these names.
So
Alexi Lawless?
No, that was 20 years ago.
Damn, okay. Wow.
Remember what did we interview him for?
I don't remember.
I remember he was fun.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. I remember when I went to some Manchester United All-Star game or something.
Yeah, that was MLS All-Star game.
Yeah. I went with Matt Dean to that, and I felt that Alexi Lawless that I was a baby, and he was on the air, and he shouted me out on the air for yelling at him. It was nice.
No, I
my moment of fame.
That's what you're famous for?
Yeah, that's what I'm famous for.
I think you're more famous for
eating all of the meat.
Eating all the meat and then pepper spraying Jong, I think.
Okay.
I can't find a – and it sounds like they did go through channels to try to get them to change this, and they were just ignored. So now they're going through the EEOC. I have to say, apparently, the women's team has generated more money, $20 million in 2015, than the men's team did. Now, I wonder if that's because that's when their World Cup was.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's misleading. That's why I – you know, those are questions that I have to dig into a little bit. But they should get the same money. This is a sport.
If they bring in the same money, they should get the same money. I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there are a lot of games where the women don't bring in as much as the men, and then they want the equal pay. I don't believe in that.
No, I don't either. But I think this is a slightly different thing.
If the money they're bringing in, and again, I'd have to see the exact numbers that they're bringing in, but if the money that they produce – is for the for the soccer program or the for the national team is the same, they should get the same money. And if the women are bringing in more money, they should get more money.
Yeah, I agree. But I really need to dive into the numbers a little bit because I keep whenever one side throws out numbers,
not necessarily accurate.
Yeah, if that were the year that they played the World Cup and the men didn't, well, of course they brought in $20 million more.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I do think if it's close, the only reason not to is because they're women, and I'm not really cool with that. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, if you want to tweet us, you can do that. And still hadn't really gotten around to looking ahead to the championship game, but I feel like if Villanova plays anywhere close to what it did yesterday, and I don't expect them to. I like them to get it done. I know North Carolina Open is a slight favorite, but I like Villanova.
I love that North Carolina Open is a favorite, and they're growing as a favorite. In my mind, it's a 1.5-point spread. When the Pinnacle opened at 2, which I was like, well, that's good. And now most sites have it at 2.5 or 3. I want everybody to keep betting North Carolina because I'm almost certainly going to be on Villanova.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. And of course, North Carolina is – got that public name, and that's,
yes.
They're going to. And I think that.
And they have the best players.
Yeah, they do have the best.
You know,
players.
They've got just on paper, they've got when you look at who they've got, and you look at who Villanova has. Yeah, I'd like that squad better. But the way they're playing right now, I would not bet against Villanova, and Villanova plus 128.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that all day. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show.
And North Carolina has a big front court. They're going to give problems down low for Villanova. But going into every game, you would say, how's Villanova going to do? How are they going to do down low? They don't care. They're going to set out there, and they have four guys who can pass the ball really well. They move the ball better than anybody. And right now, they are shooting like I've never seen. I'll take my chances.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break here. We have
I'm going to finish up my meat and start my dessert.
I'm going
That's
to
my plan.
See if I can do a little more damage to this dessert.
Fletcher has to eat the rest of the shrimp cocktail. He says he's tapping out, but he can't. That's impossible.
Yeah, he volunteered for this.
Yeah, we can't let this food go to waste.
Exactly.
What are we going to do here?
Exactly. There's starving children all over
That's
the
right.
world that would kill for this. All right. We're going to take a quick break. One more segment to go in this special edition of the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5.
La, la, yeah. La, la, wait till I get my money right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fogo de Chão. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, special Sunday edition. One last segment before we waddle out of here. But
I'm dead. I'm dead. It's too good. This dessert was too good.
Yeah, it was.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Everything,
what are you going to do?
Everything they brought out. And I tried to pace myself.
I didn't.
But then early on, they just kept bringing stuff and bringing stuff, and I just kept going. So anyway, we have one more to give away then. One more gift card, $50 gift card to Fogo de Chão.
I was actually going to keep it, but the bosses have it. It would be hard for me to get.
Yeah, and then we were going to try to finagle it away from them. But,
yeah.
They're
not going to give us the gift card.
No.
They're going to give
them
to the people.
To be fair, we don't really need a gift card
after today.
Yeah. But
but listen, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. But they also have a location at Hughes Landing in the Woodlands, so check them out. And, yeah, I'm about to go into a food coma.
Yeah, this is amazing. This spot is a good location, good food, good ambiance. This is a great place, man.
Yeah, really good. I would just say if you're one of those people, like after, like you go out for services on Sunday, like you take your family somewhere, this is a really good place for something like
These
that.
These guys, I feel we're doing it at lunch. They have good wine here. I normally don't drink wine during the day. But
I don't drink it all the time.
I don't drink a lot of wine in general, but sometimes when I'm eating a lot of red meat, I like to have some good wine.
Yeah, wine goes really well with
red meat.
And
they've got a good wine list here. Very good.
Just not for the kids.
Not for the kids. Kids can't drink wine.
No. But want to remind you, tomorrow we will be at House of Blues. It's going to be a fun week for us because the whole station will be out there, starting with Mike and Mike in the morning at 5. And people have been asking. You don't need tickets. It's open to the public.
Free.
Yeah. And go out and see Mike and Mike. More importantly, come see us. We'll be there 4 to 7, and we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. We'll break down the game in more detail. We'll get into some baseball. We'll do our Banshee recap.
I'm undetermined on going to the game or not. We'll get done at 7.
Yeah, you could just make it. Just hop on the train.
I have a little over an hour to get there.
Yeah, hop on the train. You'll be there in plenty of time.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to get there from downtown.
But then getting on the train after is going to take forever.
Well, no, by the time you get out of there, probably not.
Okay.
And they're running trains every 6 minutes right now. So,
okay.
And see, these are the stupid things I know.
And here's the other thing. You know how I am. Sometimes I just like to watch on my TV.
Yeah, I know.
You know, everyone always gets on me when I have the opportunity to go to these great events, and I don't care to because.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Love my living room. I love my television. I love my chair. I love the beer I have at home.
I've been to, I don't know, 5 Final Fours in my life. And
I don't have to.
I don't have any Super Bowls.
Plus, people, you know, there's a lot of people around here who will tell you it's fun, but you have to interact with all the other media people in the press box.
Yeah.
It's a beating. And the view from the press box is not great.
Well, especially for basketball in that
venue. Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's hard enough to watch a football game from that press box. You try watching a basketball game, good luck. You're going there basically when you're that high up, you're going up there and you're watching the big screen. And then I feel, do I really need to go all the way down to NRG to watch a game on the big screen?
Yeah, I'd rather watch it at home or watch it in a bar with a bunch of people.
Like that?
I like that. I do. I have more fun with that because, yeah. But especially for basketball, there it's so far up.
So what's your plan?
I don't know yet. I'm just going to play it by ear because we got to get packed Tuesday because we're flying to Vegas Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
I was supposed to go to the dry cleaner yesterday. Now I'm going to have to find a 24-hour dry cleaner because what I do is like when I wear like button-up shirts and slacks, I just throw them in a pile like in my closet
and then get them done
beforehand. But then I was like, oh, I'm gonna run out of time. I was going to do it yesterday, but I forgot. So, yeah, I'm in panic mode tomorrow.
You'll figure it out. Did you see what ATX tweeted us? Guy builds robot that looks like Scarlett Johansson.
Nice. Good for him.
Is this a sex robot? I don't know, but this is. I got to check the photos.
Hey,
out
if
of this.
It is, good for him.
Yeah. That does not look like her. Oh. Eh?
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Would you?
They don't have a full body? A full.
Well, I'm guessing it's, you know.
I need to see how anatomically correct this robot is.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't have the right stuff.
That's a pretty good look at
robot. Yeah, yeah.
I like how he dresses his robot in a belly shirt.
Of course.
Come on.
Yeah, the little.
Scarlett Johansson isn't 1997 Britney Spears. Grow up.
Yeah, I'm a little turned off by the throat there.
And that's a.
It's got a slit throat, but it's a robot. What do you want?
Right. The belly button is weird, too. It's like an elongated belly button.
Yeah, he just needs to shorten that up a little bit.
It's not like a round. It's a.
Yeah, it's a.
Oh, and her posture is terrible. And her hands reach almost down to her knees. No, he needs to work on that some more.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was her belly button.
Okay, there's the whole thing.
Butt crack.
Yeah, the white legs thing kind of throws me off, too.
That needs some work. Do they have a back view?
They do not have a back view, but.
Well, what's the point, then?
I don't know. I applaud the effort. It's close.
It's a step. It's one small step.
Yeah, well, it looks like she's not taking very many small steps, but if we're going to have sex robots, why not one that looks like Scarlett
Johansson? We're on our way.
And, okay.
What a beautiful world we live in.
Unfortunately, they'll probably not get it perfected by the time I die. But at least we're moving in the right direction. I would pay for one of those.
But how much would you pay for one?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't I say I had one more of these to give away? Did I give it away?
I don't know.
I don't think I gave it away, did I?
We
started joking about something. I did?
No.
Or I did. Okay. So, yes, caller 15. It's 713-780-3776. $50 gift certificate for Fogo de Show, and you can use it at either one of the places. So there you go. Yeah, that happens sometimes. We get talking on something. I got distracted by the robot Scarlett Johansson.
It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Well, I mean, I got excited about it. What am I going to say? So, yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you wish to get in on to winning that gift certificate. Mott says Rich Lord thinks he's too good for the Common and other media folks. He says you're the only one that talks like Rich Lord. Please don't put AJ and Rich Lord in the same sentence.
That's all right.
Other than they both host afternoon shows.
That's fine.
The difference is, well,
I don't think I'm too good for anybody. I prefer to be by myself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What?
See, the difference is. Like, people would actually want to hang with you. Him, they're probably glad that he doesn't want to hang with people.
And that's the other thing. Everybody thinks, like, because on the air we have a good time, that I'm, like, some really fun guy. That's not true. I'm so lame in real life. I'm not a fun guy. I'm boring. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I like to sit at home and watch TV. That's what my life is. So, yeah.
You can be fun when you get out, though.
Occasionally. I'm fun in Vegas, Fred, but who's not?
Yeah, well.
Who's not?
I'm sure Rich Lord would be no fun in Vegas.
You're probably
there
right.
You go.
There you go.
That's your standard right there.
That's the difference between us.
How would they be in Vegas? But, no, I just think it's a little different because, you know, and I get that way sometimes. There are times when I say, you know what, I'm not going to go out for a couple months and just stay home and do nothing. But then I get bored. And I got all these cool things to do. Like,
and that's the other thing. When I'm at home, I can drink as much as I want and not drive.
Well, see.
You walk everywhere. I can't walk everywhere. I live in the burbs. So
right.
I don't have that option.
Right. So.
But that's why I'm fun in Vegas, too, because I can walk everywhere. Yeah. I can walk back to my hotel. Okay.
See, that's a big difference between you and me is I have that option all the time.
Yeah.
And so.
And even when you didn't really have that option, you made it an option. You used to walk home from Nick's place,
yeah.
Which means you crossed Westheimer on foot, which is like asking to die.
It is.
You did it right. Not only that, you crossed Westheimer on foot while intoxicated.
Yeah, sometimes extremely intoxicated.
Yeah.
Although there were a couple times, there were a couple times where I was so bad that they drove me home.
Oh,
so
did
I would,
they? Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't walk across Westheimer.
Yeah, walking across Westheimer drunk is almost worse than driving drunk.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Because those cars don't pay any attention to you down there. But that's.
I can't believe Lamont called me Young Rich Lord. What is this?
I'm gonna politely disagree with him on that. I just think it's, you know, part of it's. I don't know. It's hard for me to put you in the same sentence with that guy because I think my opinion of him
is hurtful.
Well known. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, and if you want to text the show, which, wait a minute, we've only got a minute left.
Yeah, so, you can't text the show now.
Yeah, it's you can text it, but nobody will see it.
No one will respond.
Oh, well. Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Yep, it's been fun.
I want to thank everybody out here for taking care of us. These guys did a great job.
They did a fantastic job.
And I want to thank Graham for getting this set up for us. And I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my afternoon.
You going to go hang out with the bosses?
I might go meet them briefly.
Are you going to have a beverage with them?
No, I'm going to
You're
go
out
home
of here.
And have a beverage as soon as possible. Maybe two or three beverages. I don't know yet.
Okay.
And see how it goes. Celebrate my pending hockey victory in Blitz League 2.
Congratulations.
All right. Want to thank Fletcher for keeping us on air out here.
And that's sad. I lost two games all year, and I lost back-to-back in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is sad. Want to thank Conrad for keeping us on air. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy.